This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell, and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 27 of our podcast. My name is Lily, and alongside me is Charlie and Eli. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. This episode is a special podcast because we are celebrating 1 year of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast. How about we do a round introducing ourselves and sharing our favourite podcast moments we've had?
Hi, everyone. It's Eli here, youth worker at Green Island. I would like to share my favourite moment, and it was when Noah, he called in and we had a phone interview with him. So for those who know Noah, he was set this whole thing up and he's moved on, but having him on the phone, that was a great episode. Charlie, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Charlie. Well, I don't really have a favourite moment of a podcast.
That's okay.
Hi, I'm Lily, and probably my favourite moment was when I first just walked in here. It's really cool.
Awesome. All right.
All right, team, it's time for most likely to the game where we throw each other under the bus. All in the name of fun, of course. Now we are not just including the people in this room, but everyone who has been a part of this podcast.
All right, so I need to say some of us haven't been to all of the podcasts, so we might not know some of the presenters who have been on here. And in that case, how about we say, just name anyone else famous or any character who might be able to be a good answer for these questions, eh? Or if you think of someone on the podcast, then feel free. All right. Who is most likely to derail the entire episode? I would say if Jack Black. Do you know? You guys know Jack Black?
Yes.
No.
Okay. He's on the Jumanji. He's one of the characters on Jumanji.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he also plays someone. He voices, I don't know the name, but Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda, yeah.
He's also in School of Rock. He's in a lot of movies.
He's quite famous, eh?
Yeah.
I reckon if he was sitting here, I would just start laughing because, yeah, he really cracks me up.
Yeah.
He'd probably derail my podcast. What do you reckon? Is there anyone that you can think of who might derail a podcast for you, Charlie?
My brother.
Your brother? you guys will have a back and forth, you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What about you, Lily?
I can't think of anyone.
All right, then. Who would most likely be one to laugh at their own joke for too long?
I think I've done that before, actually.
Yeah, so you nominate yourself for that?
Yeah.
All right, we'll go with Lily. Maybe Lily would be the one to laugh at her own joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this? Most likely to bring the best segment ideas last minute. Hey, you guys are looking at me, aren't you?
Bree.
Oh, Bree. Okay, so yeah. Lily's saying Bree. What do you reckon, Charlie?
Eli.
You know, just give him a round of applause, guys. Lily's shaking her head, but that's okay. That's okay. Shout out to Bree. What about this one? Who is the most likely to do most dramatic storytelling? Who's someone in your life who tells dramatic stories? You don't need to name any names if you don't want to.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know either.
No, I have a cousin and he loves to tell these stories and I'm thinking to myself, are you sure this is the real story? But anyway, I won't name names here. What about this? Who is most likely to become a meme? I'm looking at Charlie. Your face looks pretty memeable, Charlie. What do you reckon?
I don't know. I feel like it's either Eli or Charlie.
Eli or Charlie. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can would be a meme together, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do a couple more of these. Who is most likely to say, "I have nothing to say," and then talk the most? Oh, that's a thing.
I don't know.
No one comes to mind either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say Bree, because everyone knows Bree on here. Bree would most likely be the one to do that, eh? All right. We'll go one more then. Who is most likely to get clipped on TikTok?
I don't have TikTok.
You don't have TikTok, so you
Okay, I think maybe Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah. Oh. Actually, I agree. Dylan.
I think he already has. I think he was talking about it. I don't know for sure.
Let's go with Dylan, the most likely to be clipped on TikTok.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that's the end of that section. We'll go to our next one.
Who said it? This is a segment where Eli has written down some things that have happened on our podcast, taken them out of context, and we have to guess who said it.
All right. Okay. So I'll read some of these out now, okay? And I'll give you some options and you can guess. So here is a quote. Who has never vomited in their life? Is it A, Dylan? Is it B, Bella? Or is it C, Hannah? What do you reckon, Charlie? A, Dylan? B, Dylan? Can we have one for Dylan?
I'm pretty sure it's Hannah.
Hannah.
I think I've heard her say that.
Yeah, that's correct.
Who's correct?
You're correct.
Oh, okay.
It is Hannah. Please don't look down at the answers there. I'll go to the next one. Okay. You're going to make me hate ASMR. Who's most likely to say that? Is that A, Dylan, B, Ruby May, or C, Bella? What do you reckon, Charlie? You're just guessing at this stage?
Yeah, Ruby May.
I think Dylan. I don't know.
The answer is Bella. Sorry, guys. All right, what about this quote? I feel sorry for babies. Is that A, Noah, B, Bree, or C, Eli?
Bree.
I know this for a fact. It is Noah.
It's Noah.
I swear I know this for a fact.
And the answer is, it's Bree.
Wait, really?
It's Bree.
Oh, man.
So, Charlie, you're on the board. You're on the board, Charlie.
Yeah, high five for that.
All right. Who has the nickname Pick? Is it A, Christopher, B, Matthias, or C, Dylan? What do you reckon, Charlie?
Matthias?
Ooh. What do you reckon, Lily?
Christopher. I don't know.
Sorry, guys. It's Dylan. All right. Last one. 30 hours is most of my week. 6 hours is most of my day. Is that A, Lily, B, Ruby May, or C, Ava? What do you reckon, Charlie?
I'm just going to guess Ava.
Ava?
That's what I was going to say.
Both saying Ava? Let's have a look. Well done.
It feels like something she'll say.
Yeah. There's another question I just want to ask. Whose dream car is a Nissan Skyline R34? Is it A, Eli? Is it B, Charlie? Or is it C, Christopher?
Christopher.
Christopher. I think it's Christopher. I'm just guessing, but yeah. All right. So that's the end of that game. Okay, whānau. This is time for Real Talk.
The bit where we park the banter for a sec and yarn about the stuff that matters, real life things,
feelings,
and maybe a few real awkward moments too. Let's get into it.
All right. So over the last year, the Youth Action Group have done 26 podcasts. So this is 27. That is over 10 hours of podcasts, longer than a season of TV shows these days. We have done some amazing things so far. I think it's time we should reflect on some of the things that have happened. So I'll put it out to you. This is probably more for you, Lily. What was your first thought about doing a podcast?
I thought it was a really great idea. Yeah, I was super excited about it.
Nice. So to give you our listeners a bit of background about this episode, myself and Charlie, we were last-minute call-ups to do this. Mm-hmm. I basically sprung this on Charlie about 30 minutes ago, and he's doing a great job just coming up here and you know, giving it a go. First time for you, Charlie?
Yep.
All right. So what are your thoughts about doing a podcast when I said, Charlie, we're doing a podcast?
I was nervous.
Hmm. And how are you feeling now, though?
I like it.
It's quite fun, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's good. All right. What are you most proud of so far, Lily?
Just how much podcasts we've done.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
How much fun it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. What about you, Charlie? What are you most proud of?
About being confident to talk in the mic and
yeah. And I have to say I'm really proud of you, mate. It's quite a big deal being thrown on here and just said, give it a go. So you've risen to the challenge. I'm very proud of both of you. Okay, next one. What have you learnt from podcasts? We'll start with you first, Charlie. What have you learnt about this?
I don't know.
Okay. Lily?
I think it's given me a little bit of confidence. Not sure how much.
Yeah. No, you seem very confident on here. I can't tell if you're nervous or not. What about this question here? What is your favourite thing about doing podcasts? We'll start with you, Lily.
I don't know. It's just really fun to do them. It's kind of like a mystery seeing who you're going to do it with.
Yeah.
Getting to do it with different people from the youth.
Yeah.
From youth group is really fun.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
Nice. And you, Charlie?
I don't know.
Favorite thing so far in this episode? What do you reckon? Some guessing games, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's your least favourite thing about doing podcasts?
I don't know.
Charlie, do you have a least favourite thing?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Neither. It's all good, eh?
Yeah.
Everything is great.
So fun.
And finally, do you have a favourite segment?
Never have I ever, probably.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
What about you, Charlie? Did you have a favourite segment?
Yeah.
What one? Oh, yep. Segment one. Yep. Oh, it's Real Talk. This is your favourite segment. Oh, good job. Okay.
And that's Real Talk. Mean. What does that say?
Ah, so it's Mean Cordial. Mean Talk.
Mean Cordial team. keeping it honest, keep it Kiwi, and reminding each other we're all in this together. Shot for tuning in. Real or not real, this is a segment that where we have to be given the titles of a bunch of our episodes and have to figure out if they are real or made up. Play along at home with us to find out how much we know about our own podcast.
All right, I'll read them out. You guys guess. We listen and we don't judge. Is it real or not real? What do you say, Charlie?
Real.
Okay, I might just go not real.
Not real. It's real. Charlie, on the board. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Video games, what's hot right now? Lily, what do you think? Is it real or not real?
I don't know. I feel like it's real, but I'm just going to say not real. I have no idea.
Not real.
You're both correct. Okay. Somewhere between chaos and calm. Is that real or not real, Charlie?
I'm just going to guess not real.
Not real?
I'm just going to guess real.
And I'm going to say I'm not sure, so that shows that I don't know the podcast. So let's just give a round of applause for not knowing that. I'm sure our listeners know who's right. All right, next one. Never have I ever. Never have I ever. Charlie, is that real or not real?
Real.
Real?
Real, yeah.
What do you think, Lily?
I think it's real as well.
Yeah, I think that was from our last episode. So, yeah, that was a bit of a trick one. I'm kind of skipping through these because we're going to be wrapping it up soon. So we'll do a couple more. What about this one? Books, blockbusters, and bop battles. Charlie?
I don't know.
No?
You don't know? I'm just going to say fake.
Fake? It's real.
Oh, man.
Actually, I don't know if that's real or not, but I think I'm half sure. Awesome. Oh, so we'll wrap it up now, eh? So if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Whaeako. That is Whaeako on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in
awkward silence.
We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us in a fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog,
and your nan.
Catch you next time.
Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.